Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, and welcome to American Muslim Project. I'm Asad Butt. American Muslim Project is a podcast where we share the contributions Muslims are making to American life. In each episode, we elevate unique Muslim voices that are shaping this American experience. Thanks for joining American Muslim Project. We have a special episode for you this week that we are calling our recommendations episode. As you can imagine, we have a lot of great content during our interviews each week, much of which is edited out of the final version to try to keep our episodes to about 30 minutes. Typically, during my interviews, I ask my guests for recommendations of books or podcasts or movies to see. Sometimes I ask them for recommendations of people to follow. This episode, you'll be hearing some of the recommendations from six of our past guests, much of which has been previously unreleased. Up first, Dr. Shaista Khilji, who is a professor of human and organizational learning and international affairs at the George Washington University.
Yeah, so I'm a bookworm, so I'm going to recommend some books. There are a few books that I can think of which I've read in the past 1 or 1.5 years which stand out for me. The first one I would recommend is A Place for Us. I think it was written in 2018 by Fatma Mirza. It's really a beautiful story of a Muslim American family growing up in California. And when I read that story, it reminded me so much of my own childhood, and it also reminded me so much of me parenting a 13-year-old, I think at that time, 11-year-old.
Is it a novel or
is it is fiction. Yeah, it's fiction. It's a story of culture and traditions. And it's what I really enjoyed about this book. It's written from three very different perspectives. Perspective of the mother, father, and the eldest daughter. So you really see a contrast here growing up in California with a Muslim identity. Should you adopt it? Should you not adopt it? How do you become American? How do you sort of hybridize that Muslim American identity? And what I really also liked about that book is in telling their stories of each one of those characters, she humanizes relationships that evolve over a period of time. So I appreciated that. The other two books I would recommend, one is Caste by Isabel Wilkerson, which is a great, great read. I found it extremely informative. And it looks at the establishment of slavery and racist structures within the United States. Oh, wow. And it's really full of accounts that describe a society-wide system of social stratification characterized by hierarchy, inclusion, exclusion, and even purity. I would say that is a must-read for anyone who lives in the U.S. or anyone who is vaguely interested in knowing the American history from a different perspective. And finally, Educated by Tara Westover, which was all. For sure. Have you read that book?
My wife has read it, and she has recommended it to me many times. And I've read a lot of reviews about it, but I haven't read it just yet.
It's a beautiful book. It's also her memoir of overcoming a survivalist family in Idaho, I believe. And I think the icing on the cake for me was that Tara Westover, she didn't go to college. I think she didn't go to school until she started college. And then she ended up going to University of Cambridge. And as she described walking the various buildings, it just brought back a lot of fond memories for me as well. She graduated with a PhD, I think, in history at University of Cambridge a few years ago. So I would say those are three books. Collectively, these three books define resiliency of human nature. You know, also tell us how our identity evolves over a period of time. And these are also stories of living, love, loss, pain, and growth of human beings, which I think is very, very relevant to what I do and for a living as well.
Yeah. Thank you for those recommendations. We'll add links to the show notes to all those.
Sounds good.
That was Dr. Shaista Khilji, who we spoke to in March of 2021. Our next guest, Qasem Rashid, joined us in May. Qasem is a Pakistani-born American author, politician, lawyer, and human rights activist. He released his first children's book this year called Hannah and the Ramadan Gift.
Is there anybody that we should be following online, Twitter, Instagram, you know, books that we should be reading, anything that you think that would inform us to be better citizens?
Are you talking about Muslims or just people in general?
People in general. Could be Muslim, could be not.
Two names that come to mind. One, Salam Bhatti. He's Salam on Twitter, S-A-L-A-A-M. He's a good friend of mine, and he's a poverty lawyer. So he works on food insecurity issues. And, you know, given that 1 in 9 Americans are food insecure, he's done some really amazing work in this space. And there's a lot of resources being provided to folks who are hungry that people just don't even know about. And so he's done some really amazing work in helping pass legislation in Virginia to expand food access to hungry families. And that story is one that's really undertold. So he's somebody that I think you guys should look into.
Yeah, maybe I'll have him on as a guest too.
Yeah, I mean, and he's somebody whose family was on food stamps when he was a kid. And so he's gone from being on food stamps to now fighting to ensure that we can expand access to kids and kind of decrease child hunger. So yeah, he's a great guy. The other person that I think you want to have is Professor Simranjeet Singh. He's Simran on Twitter, S-I-M-R-A-N. All these people had just one word names. Jeez. he's a phenomenal activist, scholar, theologian. He's a Sikh professor, but he teaches Buddhism and Islam. He's really active in the Sikh Coalition, the largest Sikh civil rights group in the country. They were pretty active with this Indiana mass shooting that just happened. He's been active on the farmer protests in India. He actually just came out with a children's book last year that's been a massive hit, wildly successful. It's about the oldest Sikh, oldest person to ever run a marathon. And the guy is a person named Foja Singh. He's a Sikh. He's 110. He just turned 110 years old.
Wow.
And he started running marathons at 89. So just some really powerful stuff. But he's another person that I would highly recommend you guys talk to because he's just got a brilliant worldview and just very good at what he does.
Yeah, sounds very interesting. No, thanks. Thanks so much for the recommendations.
There's one last person I would recommend.
Sure. Yeah, please.
She's a bit harder to get a hold of, but Lexi Alexander. She's a Hollywood director. She was a director of the Punisher film. And she's Palestinian, and just especially with what's happening in Gaza, she's been just an amazing voice for justice and for people to speak up, and somebody that I really admire. I think she's Lexi Alex on Twitter.
Our third set of recommendations comes from Serena Rasool, an actress, writer, and founder of Muslim American Casting. Serena is a daughter of Palestinian immigrants and grew up in Southwest Virginia.
So, because I'm Palestinian, I have to plug The Present by Farah Nabalsi. It is a short film that was recently nominated for an Oscar.
Right.
And it's a very, very brief depiction of what Palestinians have to go through on a daily basis and the subjugation that they have to endure when crossing checkpoints in the West Bank. So that is on Netflix. So anyone can watch that that has Netflix. It's about 26 minutes, I think. But in terms of some other folks that aren't so mainstream, there is an entity that's come up recently. It's called American Muslim Films. Zahir Ali is the oral historian that is behind this. And so it's basically, they put together short films and they're putting a documentary style film together that documents the American Muslim experience. And it's based on histories of Muslims throughout the U.S. And so they really trace back almost about 400 years to the first known Muslim individual who was brought here, who was enslaved. Bilali Muhammad was his name. I think just checking them out and checking out some of their short films and retracing some of that history is just, it's so amazing because Muslims have been in this country for 400 years, over 400 right. years. And they're doing a really great job of trying to bring those stories to light. Check them out and check out Zahir Ali. He has such an amazing, vast knowledge base on the historical Muslim context within the United States. So he's super cool.
Yeah.
And then again, there's from the Palestinian context, there's some books that some fictional books based on true events that that I like. Mornings in Jenin by Sosan Abulhawa. The Woman from Tantura by Radwa Ashour are some good books. And then, of course, I have to plug Mahmoud Darwish. There's like kind of his book, The Butterfly's Burden. It's just it's a collection of all of his poems, which is really great. So, yeah.
We spoke to Serena in April of 2021. Next up is Afroz Khan, a city councilor at large in Newburyport, Massachusetts. She was the first Muslim woman to serve on that city council.
Well, you know, it's so busy, the work we're doing that with city council and other work, that I have very little time to really spend on watching as much as I'd like to. But my daughter, a way to spend time with my 11-year-old, is she really told me to watch with her a Japanese manga series, M-A-N-G-A.
What is that?
So a manga series, which you should look up. It's called Attack on Titan. But have you heard of that? Like a manga?
I think I have, but I don't know. Maybe our listeners might not know it either.
Well, it's funny because I always thought Japanese anime was like Speed Racer, right? But manga, yeah. M-A-N-G-A, is really the any graphic novels or comics that have been turned into anime. So they call them manga. But Attack on Titan, which has four seasons, and we're watching the first season. But it's interesting because while she's watching it from her lens of an 11-year-old, I could see the political aspects of it too, in what might be being kind of stated about the state of political being that faces people. So it's like the future, it's survival of humanity, and it's being attacked. They're attacked. The Titan is a very enormous human, but it has various qualities. But the main thing is it cannot think, and it's just out to destroy. But it's just the way it unfolds. I recommend that. It's really good, actually. Attack on Titan.
Afroz and I spoke in February of 2021. We'll be right back with more recommendations. Welcome back to American Muslim Project. We are hearing from past guests on the show about recommendations they have for us when it comes to movies, podcasts, books, or just people to follow on social media. In February of 2021, I spoke with Razi Jaffrey, the co-director and producer of Hamtramck USA, a documentary that explores the life and democracy of America's first Muslim-majority city. Here are his recommendations.
Ah, great question. Let me think about this. you know, I came across this really great artist in New York, Sax Afridi. You know, his work, he's a visual artist. He explores this idea of sci-fi Sufism and Islamofuturism. I've reached out to him. I've connected with him to get advice on a couple of projects. I know a couple of other artists. There's an artist named Alia Ali, who's based in California. One of my favorite people in the world is a Muslim filmmaker, Musa Saeed. Musa is a creative writing and screenwriting professor at Harvard. He's also a screenwriter, a very successful screenwriter and director. Nosheen Dadaboy, one of my favorite people. I really look up to her as a documentary filmmaker a lot. And I'm really kind of focusing on the Muslim community, you know, right now. Trying to mention, you know, people that I can think of. But yeah, those are a few that come to mind. And, you know, I really want to give a shout out to them because these are people, you know, Nosheen and Musa, that have really, really inspired me as well. But yeah, those are some of the people out there, you know, that I think are doing some amazing work.
Razi's doc called Hamtramck USA is airing online at various film festivals and on some PBS stations. Finally, our last set of recommendations comes from Shahjahan Khan, a voiceover artist, actor, and producer. Shahjahan co-founded the Kaminas, an internationally acclaimed South Asian American punk band. We spoke towards the end of 2020.
I just, 3 days ago, I want to get the name of this right. I just discovered this. It's a hand-painted animation short film from Pakistan, from, I believe, Karachi. It's called Swipe. An animated short film, 2020. The production company that made it, I believe they're called Puffball. It's, I don't want to say too much, but it is, it's a really heavy animation, a very heavy little snippet short. It's about this fake app called iFatwa, where it's just challenging the idea of like fatwas.
Sure.
So that's an incredible show series. There's also another, speaking of stuff from Pakistan, there's a series called Jurails. There's amazing content coming out of Pakistan. There has been for quite some time, but music, film, all sorts of stuff. It's a series called Jurails where a group of women form this sort of false front company to expose the elite men in Karachi who are cheating on their wives, and they enact revenge on them, and it's fucking badass.
It's a movie or a series?
It's a series. It's a series. Yeah, it's you have to watch it on this network called Z5. That's one. I loved Rami. Have you seen that show, Rami?
I've seen a couple episodes. I haven't. Yeah, I've been waiting to binge it,
dude. So the first two episodes in season one, I hated. And I was like, this is garbage, but everybody's obsessed with it. I have to keep going. And I could not have been more wrong. Like, I was hooked, and season two also was incredible. Some friends of mine have been involved with that show in different ways. What it does is, especially when I guess we're looking at things in an American Muslim context, it doesn't like sugarcoat anything. And it's a real, I think, representation of how far these narratives are advancing now, whereas we don't have to just settle for the representation stuff anymore. We can actually get, and I even saying we, it's not even my story, you know, it's an Egyptian American Muslim story. It's not a Pakistani American Muslim story. It's not a South, you know, there are things that I can relate to in it, but it's, you know, the immigrant struggle and that kind of thing. We can all probably relate to different pieces of that. But you know, there's like, he has an episode just about his mom, you know, he has an episode just about his sister, and then just the typical stuff that, you know, as an American Muslim thing that you and I can relate to. So I think that he's really complicated the narrative in such an incredible way. So that's definitely something I'd recommend. I'd recommend the show Insecure, one of my favorites.
HBO.
HBO. Yeah. It's just like LA. It's like the richness of being black in America it's just like people just are, and they just are, and they exist. I have so many shows I could talk about.
I love it. No, this is great.
Men Like Mobeen is a UK show, which is about the kind of, I guess, Pakistani or South Asian Muslim diaspora of Birmingham, working class, I think, which is also very, you know, it's a very important difference from sure, like what, you know, whatever we tend to, as the middle, upper middle class South Asians, sort of, I think, assume that, you know, when we say, oh, this Desi, this or that, we tend to like assume that we are the representations of that we control what that story is, and it couldn't be further from the truth.
We are quite a diverse community,
yeah,
within Islam, and then also within our own little subsections of,
for sure, yeah. I mean, movies that I'm excited about are like Riz Ahmed's new movie that's come, well, both of them that are out, that I don't know how I'm going to be able to watch, because I guess Amazon Prime is going to have Sound of Metal. Okay. I'm really excited about that one. And also his other one, Mogul Mowgli. I want to see that. we've known each other for a long time, but he's probably my inspiration from an acting standpoint. You know what I mean? Did you ever read the book Moth Smoke?
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah, one of my favorites.
I think about that all the time.
Yeah, so I reread it last year because it's such a good book. I wasn't too crazy about The Reluctant Fundamentalist, but his next one, I forget the title, is like how to
make it in.
Yeah.
Or something.
No. It's how to something. We can look this up.
But sure.
That's next on my list. I was just talking to a buddy of mine.
Yeah, I've enjoyed all of his books, and
I got some podcast recommendations. Let's see. We have Today Explained, Vox Media. I listen to that one. The Daily. Obviously, those are the two ones. Then maybe more stuff that not everybody listens to. I was a big fan of Deconstructed with Mehdi Hassan.
Yeah.
Although he's since left the show,
I believe.
Yeah. On the Peacock Network thing.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
There's this great show called Yo, Is This Racist? It's fantastic. Basically, it was started by this guy, Andrew T, and now it's sort of co-hosted by Andrew T and Tawny Newsom. She's a great actor. And their producer, also Matt Apodaca, I think is his name. And, you know, they talk about current events and stuff. And but the second half and the crux of the show is they listen to voicemails that people have sent them about, you know, and usually it's more often than not, it's like people who are like, hey, like, you should just listen to it. It's like people that have racism related questions, and it's a lot of humor. It's a lot of like, it's a place where folks can kind of go that, you know, when you just don't have it in words, or you don't have the wherewithal to like tell yet another white person why what they're saying is problematic, just fucking listen to this show. Yeah. It's a great way to let off steam. Another great Politically Reactive with Kamau Bell and Hari Kondabolu. Hari Kondabolu is probably my favorite stand-up comedian, one of my favorites of all time. Immigrantly is this show. This lady, Sadia Khan, she's I think she's a transplant from Pakistan. She's been living in the U.S. for a while. She started this podcast a little while ago, and it's one that I tune in from time to time. She just has interesting guests on and stuff. So yeah, man.
Shah Jahan's episode of American Muslim Project aired in January of 2021. We'll have links to everything he mentioned, as well as all the stuff everyone else mentioned, in our show notes. Thanks for joining this special recommendations episode. We're back next week with a regular show. American Muslim Project is a production of Rafaleon Media. Today's show is produced and edited by Mark Anato, Lindsay Gamble, and me, Assad Butt. Simon Hutchinson did our theme. Find us online at AmericanMuslimProject.com.
You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.